current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Sheikh Issam Amira. The accursed Jewish entity sentenced Sheikh Issam Amira to 34 months in prison after arresting him on October 12, 2025, only 5 days after the Al-Aqsa flood operation. Sheikh Issam was arrested after delivering a powerful speech from the mihrab of Al-Aqsa Mosque, where he urged the Muslim Ummah and its armies to support Gaza and work for the liberation of Palestine. Because of the call and his strong defense of Islam and Palestine, the Israeli occupation continued targeting him with arrests, interrogations, and bans. He was banned from entering Al-Aqsa Mosque for long periods. Sheikh Issam is a Palestinian Islamic scholar, khatib, and imam who has dedicated his life to the dawah and Islamic education. He serves as an imam and teacher at Al-Rahman Mosque in Beit Safafa and also delivered lessons and khutbahs at Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of the three holiest and precious sites in Islam, the land of Al-Isra wal-Miraj. He became widely recognized for his speeches concerning the liberation of Palestine, the sanctity of Al-Aqsa, and the obligation upon Muslims to remain steadfast in the face of occupation. Sheikh Issam is also one of the prominent figures of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Palestine and has always called for the re-establishment and re-implementation of the Khilafah, the only solution to the suffering and pain of the occupation of the Muslims in Gaza and the West Bank. Sheikh is now an elderly man, having carried the message from the days of his youth, subhanAllah. He comes from a very reputable and respected family from Jerusalem, with his father and grandfather coming from highly Islamic educated backgrounds. Sheikh Issam continued the family lineage and name and raised his reputation as a scholar rooted in the Islamic traditions of Jerusalem, allowing him to be highly respected among worshippers and students of knowledge alike. His khutbahs consistently emphasized Islamic unity, resistance to oppression, and preserving the Islamic identity of Jerusalem. The harsh treatment directed toward Sheikh Issam reflects the occupation's fear of influential Islamic voices, especially elderly scholars who continue to inspire the people despite years of pressure. Even as he advanced in age, the occupation authorities continued pursuing him with arrests and mosque bans rather than allowing him to continue his religious duties peacefully. Preventing an imam from entering Al-Aqsa and criminalizing his speeches demonstrates how far the occupation is willing to go to suppress religious leadership in Jerusalem, as well as the call to Islam's return. The suffering of Palestinian scholars, imams, and activists under imprisonment, surveillance, and intimidation has become a painful reality for the people of Palestine, especially in occupied Jerusalem, where Islamic identity itself is constantly under attack. The story of Sheikh Issam Amira clearly shows the brutality of the Zionist occupation and the weakness of the neighboring Arab regimes. While Palestinian scholars, worshippers, and ordinary people are arrested and attacked for defending Al-Aqsa, many Muslim governments remain silent or only make weak statements. Some rulers have even normalized relations with the occupation, while the people of Palestine continue to suffer every day. Sheikh Issam's imprisonment is not only about one man. It represents the suffering of an entire people who are being oppressed while much of the Muslim world watches without taking serious action. Despite all of this, our Ummah in Palestine and scholars like Sheikh Issam continue to remain firm and refuse to abandon our faith, our land, and Al-Aqsa, as we know the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is imminent, and we are never to lose hope. He subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us,
فَسَيُنْغِضُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا.
And they say, when is that? Say, perhaps it will be soon. Surah Al-Isra, verse 51. May Allah hasten the day our shield is returned to us and we witness the beauty of Islam in its full form soon. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return Sheikh Issam to his family and to the Ummah very soon. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.